Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back.
Okay, so why are you wearing your sunglasses?
What if I told you these aren't sunglasses?
Well, they're black, and I can't see your eyes.
But they're brown, but I get your point, but they're actually reading glasses. See, this pair of reading glasses I had on, you know, because I have to carry my eyes.
Yeah.
This thing here, the little nose thing.
Yeah.
Seems like broken or something, so it feels like it's digging into me. So I went in the giant bag looking for it, and I forgot that I even had these. I bought these a long time ago. I've never worn them. I found them in my bag and forgot that I had them. But these are actually the same reading.
They're prescription.
The same reading glass thing, and they eliminate the blue light or whatever it's called from the computer.
Ah.
So this is like a revelation. This is like the first ever. I can see everything.
Except I have to guess at your facial expressions, but okay.
No. So I sort of like, and they're not like digging into my face like that pair was. So I'm taking it. It's good. It's a good thing. Let me get to Jason in Columbia on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Jason, how are you, Jason?
I'm good, Walt. I wanted to back you up on one of the WNBA comments, but I did have some lighter stuff to throw at you later.
Yeah.
Funny stuff. It is amazing, though. It's like that expression, you know, this guy texted in. When they say the cover-up is worse than the crime, except for there is no crime here for the WNBA. They're acting like there is,
yeah.
Like they're doing a cover-up.
Yeah.
And all they have to say is, there are no men in the WNBA.
Right.
There will not be any moving forward. And then it all comes
to an end.
It's so simple.
Right.
And then people like Enos Kanter and Clay Travis can just go away or try and get clicks another way.
Exactly, you know,
it's like
find a new target. Find a new convenient target.
Yeah.
But I'm to the point.
To create an uproar where there is actually no problem.
And you know? I'm to the point, Jason, where, and I think Natasha Cloud reached this point, because initially I was trying to think, what's her motivation? But I think her motivation is she just finds it disrespectful to everything that they've fought for and everything else to get to the point that they're at. And I understand that at this point. I think it is disrespectful.
Well, and I think they were kind of at a boiling point, too. Yeah. The clip, I'm sure you saw the clip with the WNBA player getting really angry, which I don't blame her at this point, about the people throwing stuff, let's just say, onto the court.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like they're making a joke out of them. And, you know, obviously they don't view it that way. So I think it's a lot of tension.
Again,
you're right.
Just to be clear, and I don't want any other listeners saying this, but yeah, they threw dildos on the court. And look, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If this is your sister or your mother or a relative of yours that is out on the court and you're doing that, you are going to beat their A.
Yeah.
It's,
or if you're bringing your daughters to the game.
Right,
how about you're a girl dad and
again,
you want to bring them to the game to watch these women play.
Right. It's immature nonsense. It really is.
Yeah. But speaking of like more funny, immature nonsense, I know we talked about flock cameras a couple weeks back. Did you see the clip of Darth Vader showing up at a city council meeting?
I did not.
I will send it to you. It's not profane, but it's Darth Vader showing up at some city council meeting to argue on behalf of flock cameras and why the Empire needs it.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I need to see that.
Because I don't know if you saw this story, but I know we had a couple people maybe in law enforcement that called in to explain about it, but my father-in-law still lives up in Minnesota. He sent me a link to a story where some guy from Wisconsin crossed the state border to go to a dispensary in Minnesota because it's legal there. And then as he came back across, he got busted with a flock camera. They trailed him to the dispensary and then waited for him to come back across the state border and arrested him. And I'm just like,
well,
surely there are better uses of
arrested for
law
what
enforcement than for possessing weed. from the dispensary and crossed back across the border. So it's just like, you know.
This is Minnesota?
Yeah, yeah. So my father-in-law still lives.
Well, isn't that a little bit ironic, given the amount of scandal that state has been partaking in?
Well, but it was the Wisconsin authorities
who set
the trap. Because the guy left from Wisconsin, where they normally just drink paint thinner all day.
Yeah.
And he went to Minnesota to the dispensary because it's legal.
Okay, I got you now.
But no, I'll send you the clip.
In Wisconson sounds like the norm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty funny. Paint thinner and serial killers in Wisconsin. That's pretty much
ice fishing.
Yes, exactly.
They do a lot of ice fishing.
But I was wondering too. With the latest Ole Miss guy that went to the NFL,
by the way, Jason, I have a friend who lives in Wisconsin. He used to send me all these photos and videos of these idiots ice fishing when the ice was not thick enough and their trucks going through the water and everything else. Yeah, even in Wisconsin.
That's one thing. Thankfully, my wife's family was never into. I mean, it just sounds like
I invented it. I invented it. I invented it as a gag.
Yeah.
I invented it as a gag. It wasn't meant to be serious. No one was supposed to actually do it.
Yeah, it's not good. But, dude, people make, like, luxury ice houses.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they go nuts for it. But, no, what do you think Stephylin Green is thinking now as he sees this 6'8", 320-pound monster that was all SEC last year joining the defensive tackle room since he was already, third or fourth?
He's already a backup, so... You know, it doesn't help his situation.
I guess the money will clear either way, but man,
Well, that's an old adage, Jason. The grass isn't always greener.
Oh no, absolutely not. But how would you like to have Lane Kiffin and Will Wade as your two?
Yeah, what a pair.
I know Kim Mulkey. I don't know if Kim Mulkey does any illegal stuff. I know she makes people mad, apparently, but I don't know that she actually does illegal or shady stuff.
The things that Kim Mulkey said, the disgraceful things she said when she was at Baylor and that whole scandal was going on, and she basically just covered for it. Absolutely despicable. And then, you know, she's just like one of the rudest women on earth. But other than that, I mean, it's quite a collection of characters they have there representing LSU.
I mean, can't Bingle John make some calls and get that athletic department in line? I mean, it's funny because it is actually setting up for a little bit of a SEC civil war. You see where Greg Sankey has made some comments that they're not good with some of this stuff at LSU. And Ross Dellinger was writing an article today about the possibility of SEC going to court versus LSU at some point down the line, which would be fascinating. But
Jason, look, we need a czar, okay? We need somebody who can actually bring the heads of these conferences together for issues that are in the greater good of all conferences, like this one. I mean, you know, so don't let one rogue institution benefit from this and shut it down. All conferences agree that it's now against league policy to do such a thing, and it'll be over.
Well, you know what? Last night, actually, I watched a 30-minute biography of Lucky Luciano. And why can't we get a Lucky Luciano? We need him to bring the commission together.
Lucky Luciano.
You know, he got the five families in order.
Yeah.
And he stayed, you know, he lived a long, ripe old age. And, he knew what he was doing. That's what we need for college football. Although, I don't want Robert to yell at me. Just because my favorite thing that I look forward to all year long is being ripped apart and torn asunder by criminals and just con men left and right. I don't want Robert to yell at me because I'm not a bandwagon Indiana fan. I'm just kidding, Robert. We love you, Robert.
Coup de grace right at the end there.
But anyway, I'll let you go on that one. Thank you, Jace.
There's a little Indiana shot right at the end there, Ramona. You were saving that. Lines remain jammed. It is Casey, how are you, Casey? Good to have you.
Good to talk to you, Mr. Walt.
Same here, Casey. Thank you.
Hey, brother. I want to bring something up about Chad Morris. First go around versus the second time around that we're about to see. When he was here the first time, would you actually say that the offensive line that Clemson had at that time compared to now, talent was nowhere near of what possibly Matt Luke has on campus? Would you probably agree with that assessment?
I would say yes, from a strictly a talent potential standpoint.
Potential.
Yeah.
Now, if this potential talent can come together with what Matt and what he's been able to do throughout his career, could you see a scenario where Clemson could be absolutely dominant running the football the way Morris kind of intended to the first go-around, and at times did, but you remember when Clemson run up against some really physical teams, Clemson got labeled somewhat finesse.
Yeah.
And if this group of offensive linemen he's collected and recruited and the talent comes through, and there's kind of a part two to this first time around, I mean, Taj Boyd, four-star out of high school, but Taj was not Deshaun or Trevor coming out of high school. Do you believe that Taj being there with him, with Chad right now, working with these quarterbacks, but especially CV, could pay big dividends, because Taj being the ACC record holder, still a lot of things that he did under Morris that translate to CV and to even Tate. Do you think that's very beneficial to offense right now?
Let's hit the Taj part first. I think yes. Very beneficial, extremely beneficial. I have a lot of respect for Taj. We have a mutual admiration society, but I think Taj is I think he's a historically great Clemson quarterback, and I think he knows exactly how to work with quarterbacks. He knows what worked with him in the past, what didn't work with him in the past, and I've had these conversations with him, so I'm very optimistic about that. I'm also optimistic about the offensive line. I don't know if I'm ready to go to the dominant run game part yet. I'm optimistic about the parts. It's hard, Casey, to just sort of advance to the final product and say, well, Clemson's going to have a dominant run game. I think there's potential there.
A work in progress.
Right. I think there's potential there for this to happen, but a lot of things have to happen in order for that to happen. I do think
correct.
The left side of the offensive line is talented. From the center out, that side is talented. Now, if they play to that talent and Gideon Davidson plays to his talent and then Johnson supplements it with the space guy, then I think now you have the ingredients of a productive run game, and I'm hoping that that's the case.
Well, and this is something that I think a lot of people have forgotten, that Morris produced a Mackey Award winner with Dwayne Allen and uses his tight ends, and this is something I'm looking forward to, of the tight ends being redeveloped at Clemson, because I think Riley forgot about them half the time.
Is this our Casey?
Yes, it is.
Casey, I just recognize your voice just in what you said. Well, yeah, hey, man, it's good to have you back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think you're right about the tight ends, too. I mean, Clemson has talent in that room. It's time to take advantage of it. I mean, Clemson's done sort of a good job keeping Betancourt on the down low so far.
Yeah, and that's just the biggest thing. But, no, I wanted your perspective. I had not heard you talk about it, but just knowing that the first time around Clemson had, I would call it, subpar offensive linemen.
Yeah.
And it got a little better 14-15 with the Mitch Hyatts and the Ankrums.
Yep.
There was pieces, but Clemson had, you would call it, average to good, not great to elite when it won national titles. It was serviceable.
Right.
But when Matt Luke comes in, we are recruiting now extremely, now it's got to translate, but guys that we were not getting. And that's why I'm optimistic to hope that in time, this could turn into a borderline pick your poison type offense again.
Yeah. I hope that's right, Casey. I'm I'm relatively optimistic about the offensive line. I'm a little concerned about blitz pickup versus Baker and LSU. But I think Chad Morris may have some answers for that. We'll talk about that, too. Hey, Casey, good speaking with you, man. Call more often.
You too, brother.
Thank you, Casey. All right, we'll just take a quick break here. It is Garrison and Jonathan. I'll come right to you on the other side. That's our own Garrison, who just participated in our little game there. All right, we'll be right back.
If you're online, you've got the Roar at your fingertips. From a beach in Valley to the Rocky Mountains, you don't have to miss a minute. You can catch your favorite show streaming live on the Roar app or at theroarfm.com at any time.
Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. Look, if you're a sports fan, football season is here. And where are you going to be? A 19-year-old man died after entering a lioness enclosure at the zoo. Officials said the animal acted instinctively and will not be euthanized. We're no longer euthanizing animals, Ramona, when they kill human beings. But obviously there are some problems. Like, how did he enter the enclosure? How easy was it for him to get in the enclosure, etc.? But, again, at the end of the day, Ramona, I'm sorry. If you climb in a fence to get in the enclosure of a lion, then the lion should not be punished for whatever happens to you.
No, I mean, what do you think's going to happen?
Right.
Even if there was a bunch of people there to try to rescue you, everything happens so fast, nobody can do anything.
Hey, Ramona, I thought it was a friendly lion.
No.
You're right. It's a lion. It's
a lion.
It's a lion. And you are
lion. And it was a lioness, too, right?
Right.
See?
Right.
That's worse.
Right. Exactly. So, that's what happens. You know, remember like years ago we told that story about the ones who climbed the fence and were throwing bottles at the polar bears?
They got eaten too.
Yeah, they also got eaten.
Yeah. Why are they climbing in there?
I don't know. I can't answer.
Did this guy fall in there?
No. You can't just fall into a lion's cage.
It's
like the wall's 3 feet high.
Why would you think that you could?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that guy. Well, I guess I don't have to say anything.
Yeah, you don't
have
to say anything now. Yeah.
But God.
Rest in pieces.
That's.
That's what you say.
Rest. That was mean. I mean, that, you know how fast it, I mean, yeah. It would take 2 seconds for that lion to get to him.
How soon do you think?
Was he trying to take a picture? Yeah.
How soon do you think it took him to realize, oh, this was a mistake?
Oh, he probably didn't even have time to react. The thing was probably on him in a second.
Right.
They're wild animals, for goodness sake.
Yeah, not a good idea. Not a good idea. Lion probably hadn't been fed all day, waiting for dinner.
You know,
kept checking her watch.
If she wasn't, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, waiting for Burger Boy, the zoo guy, to come around with her meat
and slab.
And then fresh live food dropped right in on her.
And they like that better.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I won't wait. I'll eat now. Yeah. It is Garrison and then Jonathan and Joe. Garrison, how are you, Garrison? Thank you for participating in our little dry run today of our little game.
The pleasure's mine, Walt. And I want to tell you, before I ask you my question, I'll tell you, Billy Currington said it best. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what are people thinking these days?
Yeah, that's probably right. I mean, like what were you people thinking to agree to get in my game?
Yeah. Well, I was happy to do it. I wanted to ask you something.
Well.
Well, and
you did
phone.
Well, Garrison. You seem to be the brains of the operation there, I think.
Well, yeah, he was getting Amy's answers,
score one
too.
For the males.
He was getting Amy's answers for her because we only had one mic in here.
Yeah, I know.
Amy was helping out, too. Yes. We're trying to do our best on the business side.
Yeah, you
did
good. You're both amazing.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Walt, and I know this is relatively niche, so I'll take it off the air with the comments, but the Braves recalled Brewer Hicklin up to the Major League roster and sent down Jarvis. I'll tell you, I love Jarvis, but I don't think he produced enough at the plate, so I understand why he sent him down, but I'm actually very high on Brewer Hicklin, very excited about having him on the roster as we push the last 5 weeks and then hopefully a postseason run. I want to get your thoughts on Brewer Hicklin and you know what he possesses, and I will take your comments off there.
Yeah, thank you, Harrison. Yeah, I think it's a nice little roster addition move right now. We'll see if it turns out to be meaningful or not. I guess every move now is meaningful in the bigger picture of things. I mean, quite frankly, the Braves just have to play better baseball overall than they've been playing since the All-Star break. Just as a team, as a team function, they have to play better baseball. And am I concerned about them? I am a little concerned about the way they're playing just overall and the way they've been playing since the All-Star break. I am a little concerned. But at the same time, I think I'm a little concerned about everybody. I mean, I don't see anybody in the way that they're playing that just jumps out at me and says, well, you know, this is the team to beat. I think this is a year, as I've said before, you just want to be in this playoff. Because I think you get in, maybe anything can happen. The Dodgers have not figured things out since the Scooball edition. They've just not figured it out. And part of it is health. And they've got to get everybody back healthy in that starting staff. Now, again, if they can sort of get everybody going in that starting staff, then I still think at playoff time, I don't know how you're going to beat them. But if you ask me today, if I had to put money on somebody, I'd probably take the Brewers. Jonathan, how are you, Jonathan? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. I got 100 on your geography test.
Oh, did you really?
I used to have a map of it under in my room, map of the United States, so I just look at it when I was like six.
Well, congratulations.
Garrison would have gotten 100 on it if he'd read the answers I was sending him during it.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, send him answers, yeah. Not me. That's nice.
But I wanted to get my thoughts on LSU and then on Dylan Hunter.
Yeah.
I'm not as worried about the additions LSU made, like, in terms of the Clemson game. You know, they brought in the tight end, which people are saying he's a professional football player, but that's implying the Browns are a professional football franchise, and there's not a lot of evidence to support that. But you've been talking about how
he's a good proven college player who knows the system.
But you've been talking about chemistry between quarterbacks and wide receivers. This dude's showing up less than 2 weeks before the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure, he knows the system, but he has never played with this quarterback before.
That's a fair point.
And he's going to be the backup. The other guy they have is much better.
Well, but again, this allows them the luxury of playing two talented tight ends.
Sure. But like I said, they don't have the chemistry. He doesn't have the chemistry with Leavitt. As for the defensive tackle, it is kind of funny. People were asking if we would bring him in, or texting you that, asking if we'd look at him before the news broke.
Yep.
But four minutes before,
texter wrote me that.
But, I mean, we just suspended a defensive tackle he's had a ton of issues and got arrested for something every other school would cover up. And people think Dabo is going to bring in a guy who was 400 pounds at the New Orleans Saints training camp and has been arrested multiple times? That's not happening.
That's another good point, Jonathan.
Everything I've heard said he's still pretty out of shape. And now for Lane Kiffin. Historically speaking, he's pretty terrible when it comes to having actual NFL players on his team. Just ask Al Davis.
I think that he's a really bright offensive mind who's also a tinkerer who, in game situations, he melts down. And I think that's one of the things you have to hope for. You want to stay in this game and, quite frankly, hope he makes some sort of mental blunder, which he's prone to do, that tosses the thing your way.
But what I really wanted to ask about was Dylan Hunter, or what I want to talk about. We've talked before about how my two concerns for this basketball team this year are injury concerns, obviously. You know, you're relying on two guards who have had injury concerns last year and in the past, and a lack of experience with those two guys in Buckner and Foster, you know, lack of experience. I think Dylan Hunter kind of fits in perfectly. He's not cut out to be a star player, but he is perfect as a role support player. He's great defensively. He made our lineups so efficient in 24-25, and I stand by we win the ACC tournament if he doesn't break his hand.
Yeah.
You know, you look at that team, he was the ultimate glue guy.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was the drop-off past him was terrible, and that was part of the problem. You know, once you went past Dylan, you had nobody there. The drop off was to Chauncey, etc.
Sure, but this team has a lot of depth as it is, and you're adding another body, like I said, cover up injury concerns, and a guy who, I will also say, selfishly, I'm very happy he came back to Clemson. You know, as a lifelong fan, it would hurt to see a guy who's at Clemson for 4 years transfer and play for another school, you know, especially when Dylan has been a key player in some of our most successful years ever. You know, he hit the shot against it. He hit the one layup against Arizona.
Yeah, look,
that would hurt.
Yeah, look, I think the veteran presence alone on a team has a lot of new pieces. I think it's a good thing. I think that's a good element, and it's a good element to have in the backcourt. And as you said, there are some injury concerns. And, you know, again, if Foster is healthy, Foster's going to have the ball. But Dylan can contribute in all the ways he contributes to a basketball team to help them win. And I think it's a really good addition. I'm very, very excited about this basketball team. And if Carter Welling ever gets healthy, I'm going to go from being very excited to thinking that this team has the potential to be a Final Four team.
All right, thanks, Walt. It was good talking to you. I look forward to seeing you Thursday.
Thank you, Jonathan. I think that's all part of this. I mean, I think that having an experienced guy with so many new players who's been a big part, even statistically, of this team over the last X number of years is, I think it really matters. So, yeah. All right. Joe and Mark, I'm coming right to you. The phone lines remain jammed. You can get in if you want. I would get in right now. But Joe and Mark, coming right to you on the other side, and we will get to you as soon as we come back.
From the first kickoff in Death Valley to the final pitch in Doug Kingsmore, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics all year long. The Clemson Athletic Network lives right here on The Roar. On The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Yoder's, established in 1986 by the Yoder family. This family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more. All those under building materials, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinet, stone, garage doors. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for the next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina. 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. Hours Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Get to Yoder's.
We call it like it is, even if you don't like it. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
On September 2nd, DraftKings Game Day arrives with massive deals, exclusive deals, and an all-day celebration built for sports fans.
I never claimed to be a saint, never claimed to be perfect. But one thing I will say is I care about everybody who listens to the show, everybody listens to the station, including 658. Seriously, I do. I consider you all family. I don't care about, like, petty arguments. And that means nothing to me, absolutely nothing. I consider you all my family. And I think, as most of you know, anytime that something has happened to any of you that I'm aware of, I try and reach out to you. I mean, I just think it's what family does. I seriously, we can fight all day, but I mean, I love all of you without exception. So it's just the right thing to do. I mean, that's to me, that's part of being in local radio. So absolutely. More than welcome. Glad to do it, Mike. All right, lots to get to. Joe and Mark coming your way right now. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going, Mark?
Good, Joe.
Hopefully Mike is good. He's a good caller.
Absolutely.
Enjoy his calls. I know it's dark, Walt, but the thing I was thinking about the Tiger, I was thinking about, what's going through the Tiger's head? It's like, oh, man, this is finally it.
That's right.
This is finally it.
That's right.
This is my chance.
That's right.
This is my chance.
Yeah, think about all those times, Joe, that humans walked up to the fence, and each time that lioness is thinking, please let this be the one. Please let this be the idiot who climbs over the fence. And then finally, it was Lioness Lottery Day.
Yeah. I don't know if you like the comedian Cat Williams, but he had a little bit about it. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
He did? He had a bit about this?
Yeah, this scenario.
This type of thing, okay.
The lion just watching this, pacing it. It's like, please, come on.
Yeah.
Please, come on. just give me one shot. Give me one shot,
Lion,
I'll be honest. Walt.
Lion's playing One Shining Moment in the background.
Oh, man. That's wrong. That's wrong.
But, I thought it was funny.
Hey, don't mess with the polar bears, man. Those will actually hunt human beings.
Yeah.
They're not, they're distant relatives to the, I don't know if you've ever seen a picture, but we have a fossil site up here, Walt, and the giant bears that were in the Alaska, Canada, North America when our ancestors crossed the land bridge.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Walt, if I took that on, I need about 5-8 guys that aren't going to run, and we need long pointed sticks versus a 20-foot tall bear.
Yeah.
We're doing phalanx formation on that thing.
And that'd just be more for the polar bear to eat because you still gonna lose. Because, polar bears are the king of the bears, even more so than the grizzly.
Yeah. I'm pulling back on Texas. I keep hearing this rumbling about Manning. I got Georgia. I'll flip-flop them out. Georgia winning the SEC.
Well, and they suspended a starting quality linebacker. They dumped him off the team right before the year begins. I'm sorry. This is college football, okay? That dude did not get a traffic ticket. And there's some speculation. I saw a post by a parent saying that he's going to out Texas for everything they've been doing. So I don't know what any of that means, but none of it sounds good right before the year begins.
But here's the thing. Does it really matter if we have a coach that's getting guys off of NFL rosters? This is insanity. I mean, I would be embarrassed to go back to college. I know these guys are getting paid, but it's kind of embarrassing, at this point. I don't get it, Walt. But I get it. Lane Kiffin's going to use everything to his advantage, but there is no way you, as Greg Sankey, can let this happen, or anybody in the NCAA. This is beyond, I don't think I've heard of any sport where somebody could go pro and then come back. That's ridiculous. I mean, honestly.
Well, we've done it in basketball too. So I think it's ridiculous. It's absolutely laughable. But you can't blame somebody for doing it if there's no rule to prevent him from doing it. I mean, that's
and I get you're getting paid, Walt, but also as a player, I don't know. I feel that kind of weird. I would be embarrassed about that.
Yeah. Going back?
Yeah. I mean, there's something. And then this guy from Ole Miss, he's a defensive lineman.
Now, what that cure for embarrassment is, Joe? It's sort of what you just mentioned. If you were about to be paid zero and now you're going to make, I don't know, $400,000, that'll help cure the embarrassment.
Well, I mean, isn't it the Canadian League or whatever? I don't know what they're paying, a few hundred thousand. But, the only thing I'll say about the Watson thing is, I didn't even know he was still in the NFL. I thought he was out. The guy sucks.
I did, too.
And, he's barely hanging on to the Browns quarterback. I mean, 19 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 11 fumbles. Like, booing because it's personal. Booing because you suck. Yeah. You know, you're a horrible professional football player. That's why they boo you. I don't really feel
what's really incredible, you know? Though, is he still may be the best quarterback on that roster.
Yeah, which is saying a lot.
All the people who thought Shedeur Sanders should be the number one pick of the draft, and Mel Kiper's insistence that, on and on and on the entire friggin' night, about Sanders. And I said all along, I mean, Sanders was drafted where he was supposed to be drafted. That's really what he was. He's a round five type talent. That's what he was.
And I know my Panthers has Mr. Can't See Over the Line a lot, it is what it is. But I was still disappointed King got hurt, because I was like, somewhere, somehow, we got to have him come out and save the franchise, you know.
This is the year for Bryce Young. Either Bryce Young steps it up and proves that he's that caliber of quarterback that can take you places, or the Panthers are going to be back in the quarterback business next time the draft runs around.
He's not going to take us anywhere, Walt. You know that.
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah.
Who's the best quarterback in the NFC South?
By the way, Joe, did you see that was a Tiger? Because somebody else wrote me and said, well, I think it's a Tiger, but that's not what this news article says. My news article says a lion this enclosure.
I didn't know. I had no idea. Yeah.
Either way, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll just be honest about, like,
we're not going to debate whether this guy's inside a tiger or inside a lion. Either way, it doesn't bode well for him.
You know, one of these days there was a guy that helped kill the lions of Tsavo went and killed some other tigers and man-eating tigers in India. Mm. He wrote a autobiography. I need to read that, and did some other things. And I was like, yeah, I think I would call it quits with the lions of Tsavo. I'd be done with that.
Yeah.
I'd be done with that part of my life. There must have been something there, but I might be wrong, but like, I don't know if these players are going to be able to play for LSU, but I got LSU 31-14. I just, I think there's going to be a lot of things go south. I think when you start a guy on the road for the first time and then you got a running back for the first time, I think that's going to end badly. I think it'll be close at halftime, and then they're going to pull away in the third and the fourth. That's what I think is going to happen. But appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Jim. Well, I hope that doesn't happen, because I think if it does, Monday is going to be rough here. There could be a lot of questions. And like I said before, if LSU winds up taking out Clemson with ease, the questions on Monday are going to be, in addition to the game, are going to be all about Clemson's failure to go out and get a transfer portal quarterback. But Dabo Swinney knows this. He said this, some months ago, however long ago it was, he said something to that effect. He said, look, I'm basically fully cognizant of the fact that if the quarterback doesn't go well, that I'm going to get a lot of heat for that. That's just the way it is. It's the nature of the business. Mark, how are you, Mark? Good to have you on the Pratt & Jewelers phone.
Good, Walt. Great. Thanks. I always appreciate your show and what a wealth of knowledge you are.
Thank
and I've got
Mark.
A little,
very kind
little riddle joke that I want to toss out to you, see if you can discern the answer. It's a question is, what do the Atlanta Braves and a cave fire have in common?
A cave fire?
A cave fire, yeah, in Atlanta Braves.
The Atlanta Braves and a cave fire.
You're a smart guy. You should get this one.
Do you have any thoughts, Ramona?
No, I do not.
Give up?
Yeah, I give up, Mark. Apparently
dead
not smart
bats.
Enough. Wait,
dead
what?
Dead bats. Dead bats.
Dead bats. Okay. Yes, okay. I should have got that, Mark. Yeah. Dead bats. That's a good, Mark. I like that. Yeah, dead bats. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Did you? I'm a radio guy. I always have been. I listened to the Braves back in the '60s when I was a kid in front of the hi-fi, and I still listen to them on the radio. I'd rather.
And how about that? How about that, Ramona? A hi-fi reference. That may be the first hi-fi reference in show history. I like it, Mark.
Yeah, I'm an old dude, but they gave a.
Is that like a Zenith?
Yeah, Zenith or Motorola. It was a big console, right? With a 45 and a 78, and that was it.
Yeah, about that.
But on the broadcasters last night told a story from Milwaukee Minor League of the potato caper of 1987. Are you familiar with that?
I don't know. Try me. Tell me what.
So there was this this catcher who decided he wanted to have a hidden ball trick play, and he carved a potato into the exact dimensions of a baseball. He calls timeout with umpires. He says there's a problem with the webbing of his glove. There's a runner on third, and he comes back, pretends like he's trying to throw the guy out at third and throws the potato over the third baseman's head. He's got the ball in his mitt the whole time. The guy runs into him. They call him out, and then the opponent coach finds the pieces of potato. Well, they ended up – this guy's name was Branahan, something like that. The ump kicked him out of the game. The manager kicked him off the team overnight and fined him $50. And then the next day, he put a potato in front of everybody's locker and put 50 potatoes on the manager's desk and said, "This spud's for you."
I like it, Mark. I like it. Great story. Thank you, Mark. Good talking to you as always. That's pretty good. We have lots to get to. You want to get in 654-7627. A rather dubious baseball record was set yesterday, Ramona. I'll tell you what that was and more on the other side. You can get in 654-7627.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. W8.